Well, hey friend, how are you? I hope you are having a wonderful day. I am looking out my window and the weather is absolutely gorgeous. There is definitely something about this time of year where everything turns green and there's new life and you can just feel the renewing energy of spring. I love this time of year, with the exception of all the Texas allergies. If you live in Texas or you've ever been here, you know what it's like. I love seeing the fields of beautiful wildflowers, even in the ditches along the highways. It just makes me so grateful that God created seasons and that we get to enjoy this beauty. I feel like this time of year is a very busy time of year, although it's very sneaky. We all expect to be super busy during the holidays. We expect November and December to be a great time, but to also be a little bit stressful, right? Like we're going to have lots of things going on. But I think sometimes we forget about this time in April and May, especially if you have school-aged children in your life. This time of year can be a very busy time of year, and we don't really think about it and prepare for it like we do the holidays. So if you have a lot on your plate right now, this episode is for you. Today, we are talking about four helpful things to remember when you are in over your head. Let's do it. Welcome to Fruition Mindset, where it's all about mindset coaching for Christian entrepreneurs. Ever feel like life is passing you by? Do you want to have a purposeful business that lights you up? Do you keep procrastinating and putting your dreams on the back burner? When I wanted to start my first business over 10 years ago, I was the same way. It didn't matter how many letters I had behind my name or what my credentials were, I never felt ready or qualified. After I had a session with a coach that totally shifted my perspective, everything changed for me. Hi, I'm Kayla Eggenberger, wife, mama, mindset coach, and daughter of the king. And I'm here to tell you that your breakthrough is on the other side of letting go of fear and perfectionism and stepping into who God has created you to be and where He's calling you to go. On this podcast, you'll learn how to renew your mind, get clarity on your purpose, and make confident decisions so you can walk out your faith with focus and consistency to finally create the freedom you want in your life and business. If you're ready to develop the mindset you need to take the dreams God has laid on your heart and bring them into fruition, you are in the right place. So fill up your favorite mug, grab your journal, and get ready to take some thoughts captive. So this is a topic that I have been coaching on a lot lately. It's like that I've bitten off more than I can chew kind of thing. And you can get to this place where you're just kind of spinning, right? You're spinning and you feel really overwhelmed, stuck, and it can cause you to be paralyzed. It can cause you to be frantic. It's just not a fun, pleasant place to be. And what's worse is that whenever you're in this space, you're not actually enjoying the really great things that are happening in your life. I think we've all been there from time to time, and we know that this is not a fun place to be. As a matter of fact, I found with a lot of clients that I work with initially, they aren't taking action because they are afraid of getting to this place. They're afraid that they are going to start a business or take on an additional project or pivot in a different direction, and it's going to be too much. And they're going to feel in over their heads, and they're going to be overwhelmed. And it's like their brains are already going to the place where they have way too much business and they can't handle what they've created. And I think that's interesting to note that we can actually be in the situation where we really do have a lot going on. And then we can also kind of use this as a reason to not take action out of fear of having so much going on. So regardless of which situation you're in, what we're going to talk about today is going to be really helpful. The first thing I want to share with you, and that I often talk with my clients about, is that you have more control than you think. Part of the reason that we are spinning and we are feeling like we're in over our heads is because we are reacting to things. We're like, this is a situation and I'm just reacting to it. And we feel very powerless in that situation. Likewise, if it's a thing where you're afraid you're going to get in over your head and so therefore you're not taking action, it's because you're afraid you're going to be powerless against this thing. It's because there's this fear that your business or whatever it is going to kind of take over, that you're going to be powerless to do anything about it. And that's just simply not true. You have way more control than you think, especially when it comes to something like your business. Sometimes we forget that we can make another decision. We can go in another direction. We can make a change. We can stop doing things. It feels like there's just this ball rolling down the hill and you're running and you have to keep running or else it's going to run right over you. A big problem is that we get into this place where we are just reacting to our circumstances. And I think we forget how much power we actually have within the situation. It's important to take a step back and recognize how much power you actually have in a situation. We like to tell ourselves, oh, I can't do this, or oh, I can't do that. Oh, I have to do this, or I have to do that. And a lot of that simply isn't true. And whenever you step back and you question yourself on it, or you have a conversation with a coach or a friend or someone that kind of pushes back on it a little bit, you know, on some of the thoughts that your brain is telling you that you're just believing, then you can start to see that, oh, I actually do have a lot more agency within this situation than I thought I did. If you just kind of take a step back and recognize that you have more control than you think you do, but this thing does not have to run you, you can run it, especially if it's your business, right? Like, it should not be running you, you should be running it. Now, there are other situations in life where we may not have as much control, but we still typically have more than we think, especially if we're feeling like we're overwhelmed and in over our heads. If it's hard for you to believe that you really do have more control over the situation, you can kind of play pretend and kind of back into it by asking yourself, if I did have control over this situation, what would I do or what would I change? That will at least help your brain start thinking in a way that's different than just reacting to your circumstances. The second thing that's helpful to remember is that this is temporary. No matter what it is, right? It's temporary. It can feel like forever. Whenever we're in something, it feels like it's going to last forever. You know, right now, my daughter is wrapping up a lot of school stuff and she's in a musical and she's got all kinds of things going on. I mean, just tell you, fifth grade is way more intense now than it used to be. Or at least that's how it seems to me. I think whenever I was in fifth grade, it was pretty low key. But I don't know. These days, she's got a lot going on, but she's also quite ambitious and she's very talented. And so because of that, you know, she has a lot of really cool things happening in her life. And it's something that I've shared with her recently is that this is temporary. You know, I know it feels intense right now, but in a couple of weeks, this is all going to wrap up. And you may be saying, well, Kayla, what I'm going through is going to last more than just a couple of weeks. And that may be true, but it's still temporary. And I know that it's temporary because we are temporary. Like, we're temporary here on this earth. If you are a believer, you believe that we shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. But as things are here on earth, what we're doing here is temporary. All these things will pass away. Sometimes we have the benefit of being able to kind of know when something is going to end if we're in a difficult season of life. It's one of the beautiful and wonderful things about the way that God created the earth and these wonderful seasons that we have is that we get reminded of that every year whenever the seasons change. It's such a powerful thing. So whatever you're going through right now, it is temporary. I'm reminded of when my oldest daughter was a baby. Like that first year of life, things are constantly changing, right? They're constantly changing, but the days can feel really, really long. And I was very inexperienced. And in those days, there were some days where they just felt so hard. And I felt like I didn't know what to do. And I was doing my absolute best and I was tired and I was sleep deprived and, you know, all those things that go along with having a baby. And it's wonderful, but at the same time, it's so challenging. I'm reminded of the dreaded sleep regression, right? We're like, all of a sudden, we're just not sleeping. It was like, oh, okay, well, we were sleeping and now we don't sleep anymore. And I remember times of being up all night or dealing with certain situations where I would just think, I don't know how much longer I can do this, Lord. How many more nights like this I can stack up? And then something changes. And I've noticed this kind of throughout parenthood is that there are some things, you know, that we can't necessarily control, right? You have these humans that are developing and they're going through these different seasons. It's not like you can just be like, oh, you know, I'm not going to do this season or we're just going to put a stop to this. There are some things that we can't change. Sometimes we get the benefit of knowing how long a difficult season will last. And, you know, so we can kind of see that light at the end of the tunnel, right? And sometimes we don't know. And that can feel really hard. And so in those situations, I want you to remember number 3, which is that you don't have to do everything perfectly. A lot of times the reason we feel in over our heads is that we are putting such high and lofty expectations on ourselves for whatever the thing is, whether it's our business, it's our, you know, our parenting or our, you know, relationships or our health or whatever it is, we're putting such high expectations on ourselves, expecting us to do all the things and to do them perfectly that we can't help but feel in over our heads. And so it's important to remember that you don't have to do everything and you don't have to do everything perfectly. This is something I've realized in working with my coach just recently is the pressure and the expectations that I tend to put on myself that I would never put on another person. And while it's good to have high standards, it's good to want to aspire to excellence, I like all those things, we can also get to a point where we are using that against ourselves and we're actually creating a situation that makes us less effective, that impedes our progress and keeps us from really doing things well. And it especially keeps us from enjoying the process and enjoying the fruits of our labor. So every once in a while, maybe just check in with yourself and be like, hey, what really are my expectations for myself in this situation? Are they reasonable? You see, we don't check in with ourselves like that very often. A lot of times we have these standards in our head of how things are supposed to be that aren't even realistic. And we're constantly trying to live up to them and constantly failing to because they're not realistic. This is where talking with a coach and working with a coach can be very, very helpful. Because a coach will help you see your thinking and see the places where you are putting these high expectations on yourself. You're not meeting them. You're constantly feeling like a failure. And the result that that creates in your life is not excellence. It's not living up to a high standard. A lot of times it actually looks like shutting down. It looks like doing less than we could and being less effective. It's very, very interesting. So to go along with this, that you don't have to do everything, you don't have to do everything perfectly, look at what's going on and be like, okay, if I'm feeling in over my head, what can I shed? Say you're in water and you're having to tread water and you've got all this like heavy baggage on you. You know, it's like you're looking around for what can I unclip or take out of my pockets or throw off that is going to make this treading of the water less difficult. What is it in your life that you can let go of right now? What is it that you cannot do, or at least save for later, that would be okay? Sometimes we're doing things just because we've always done it, and we don't go back and reevaluate, should I still be doing this thing, right? We do that a lot in business. Just because we've always done a certain thing, or we like the idea of it at one time, we continue to do it without sitting down and saying, is this really producing fruit for me? Is this something that I want to continue to do? Is this something that makes sense to continue to do, or can I let it go? And the things that you are doing, in what areas are you shooting for an A+, but really a B or a B- would work? You know, what areas are you spending too much time and mental energy on trying to do perfectly where you could do just good enough? And my friend, this is easier said than done. I know that this is difficult. This is why many of my clients come to coaching, because it is what's keeping them from moving forward. But you can also self-coach by asking yourself these questions. And number four, you don't have to do this alone. You can ask for help from others, but you especially need to be asking for help from God. I love 1 Peter 5:7, which says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. You don't have to carry and shoulder all of this. You can take it to God. Ask him to reveal to you what you should be doing in this season. You may be really surprised at what he says. And another verse that I love is Isaiah 40:28 through 31, because not only can we cast all of our cares and all of our anxiety and everything that's going on onto the Lord, but in Isaiah 40, it says, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary. The young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So not only can we cast our cares and anxiety on the Lord, but we can do that because he does not grow tired and weary. And in fact, he can help us be renewed. So friend, if you're feeling in over your head right now, I encourage you to remember these four things. If you feel like you could use personalized help and you want to dig deeper on some of these things, I invite you to book an Unstuck session with me. Just go to fruitionmindset.com/unstuck and grab your spot. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, and we'll talk soon. Hey, thank you so much for listening and for hanging out with me today. If this podcast has blessed you in some way, I would love for you to share it with a friend and leave a review on iTunes. When you leave a review, it helps the podcast grow and reach more people. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon.